muscles. Limited things you can do pretty much have.
Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. The question is meaningful things that could change things for the positive. Those are time constraint, longer term things that probably would win the day rather than something to do for next week.
Gary, you talked about that initial spurt of energy. Do you feel that Dak interception in the back of the end zone kind of turned things around and got the Titans back in it?
Oh, I wouldn't go to that play. I'll say this. We sure had a lot of momentum going there. I think going down there and not getting a score period, field goals or touchdown, or field goal touchdown, and not doing that hurt our momentum. Yes. I can look back to that point and say that energy or our ability to execute or ability to play football positively, from that point on, we didn't seem like we had as much going for us. On the other hand, I know that that can inspire the other team as well. And they look up, and then they turned around and tied it and looked up and got ahead by a touchdown after all the turnovers and everything. That is a momentum issue.
Jerry, these next
negatively eight, toward us.
These next eight games, are you looking specifically for results? Given the age of your roster, are you looking for improvement more than anything else? Or is this about results these next eight games?
Well, I, first of all, look at what we do daily, and look at what we do by the week, certainly at this time of the year. And I think that you look for results. You look for, you're going to have action. You're going to have activity no matter what at every level of our team. And how that, the enthusiasm, the how people react when, under pressure, how they react, how individuals react in adverse conditions, all of those things are important to assess. And they certainly have, I look back on my personal activity and look at how I've acted in adverse situations, and I look how I've acted in real, real positive situation. I think I do better in adverse situation than I do in positive situation. Both those frauds will tear your ass up.
Gary, is there any situation in which you would make a head coaching change in season?
No.
Not tonight.
I didn't say that. I just gave a big old no.
What's your level of concern about Dak turning the ball over so long? What's kind of his hallmark as a rookie? Was he very protective?
I go back. I've seen him not turn it over, and then we've seen him recently make the turnover. And once you see him turn it over, then you know they can turn it over. And once you see him not turn it over and play with a good ball security, then you know they can play that way. Once you see somebody play that way, unless something to do with their loss of talent or, in some cases, the length of time they've been playing. But he's on the – his era's up. His era is up physically, and it's up mentally. And so that having seen him and know that his consciousness is to protect the ball, is, I think, one of his virtues, and I think that I'm going to go with that.
You said no to a head coaching change this season. What about an offensive coordinator change?
Again, I don't want to go down the list at anything. I'm not anticipating coaching any more coaching changes.
Your thoughts on Arn and what he was able to do with three practices?
I thought we did a very good job of showing his ability to basically create opportunities, and I thought he did, and I thought we used him really effectively, and we'd Love to have seen him. I thought we really had something going with him on the roll when we got the call when our tight end picked him. I thought we had something there. I mean, we were going to get something going and come right in behind that. But I was not disappointed tonight, other than not winning the ball game. But I was not disappointed in how Amari played tonight. He didn't disappoint as to expectations for me.
You got to see Jason Witten down on the field. How was that?
It was fabulous, and just the Monday Night Football, uniquely what he means to this organization, what he personally means to me, and there he is, a big part of such an iconic time for the NFL and time for him and time for us. It was a special night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.